Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmakers Alessandro Cassigoli and Casey Kaufman. So thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's a real pleasure to meet you. And we will be talking about your film, which is being presented in the Giornate degli Autori. I've also been told that it's the only Italian production in competition, so that's very exciting. The film is called Californie, and it's an awesome film. First, before actually focusing on this film itself, I'd love to know about your collaboration and just how, when and how you started working together.
I mean, basically, I have to say we are friends. We are friends since more than 20 years. We actually met, we were roommates in flatmate in Rome. And then actually we spent lots of time together. Then Casey moved to the Middle East. We worked 10 years as a journalist in Doha, Qatar, for Al Jazeera. I've been in Berlin working for Arte. It's like a television that does documentary mostly. And then just in a way by chance, like 5 years ago, we both came back to Florence, which actually is where we both grew up. And then there, you know, after many years of talking about, you know, maybe one day we should do something together and stuff. Actually, we were in the same city. We both left our jobs. And then it's where we started our collaboration. We did two documentaries together. And this is the first so-called fiction film.
It's kind of a hybrid, right?
Yeah, hybrid. Yeah. That's the right word. Yeah.
But it's our first written film.
Right,
yeah,
right.
When we started collaborating, our background was in journalism, reportage, documentary, more stuff for television. Yeah. And when we started collaborating, we decided we wanted to make long-form, more cinematic pieces. The first two were documentaries, and this is the first that is completely written. Even though we use a lot of the techniques and a lot of the realism, right, that we're used to in making documentary, but it's a written film, the whole thing.
Oh, right. The whole thing is a written film. Yeah, sure. But is it true, and this is something that I've read, that you actually met the young protagonist of this film, and maybe we should actually introduce it a little bit too, as perhaps you answer this question, but that you met the protagonist of this film while you were working on another film.
Exactly. So our previous film, which is called Butterfly, which is an Italian film, the protagonist of our current film literally entered into one of the scenes by chance that we were filming. And in the edit, we liked the scene. It became an important scene of the film. And even when we went around, you know, promoting Butterfly, when it went out to the cinemas and stuff like that, people in the audience wanted to know about this girl in that one scene. Right. You know? And they kept on asking us questions like, who is that girl? What is she, you know, what's her story? And so we obviously liked it from the material. People were asking about her, and so we got to know her more and more. And we didn't have a general kind of preset idea of what kind of film it would be, but we were very interested in her. Her name in real life is Khadija. And we got to know her and her family and her circumstances, and that's when we started to write a film largely based on her life with her, but also with fictional elements.
Right. So a young girl originally from Morocco, and over the course of the film, her priorities almost change. In a way, it's kind of an age where you kind of discover yourself, so very intense like that. But so we talked about the writing process, so how much of it was inspired by the real life of this young woman?
Yeah, no, it was a lot was inspired by her real life, but I don't know actually a real percentage, but let's see, like the process was spending time with her, but also, you know, with her sister, also spending time in this city, which is called Torre Annunziata, knowing maybe other boys or girls of that age, and then kind of combining, you know, different stories, for example, something that happened to her sister or to her or to someone else, and then put everything in this character, which is Jamila, which is the protagonist of the film. So we basically, we've been there, then we were coming back and working with a screenwriter, Vanessa Picciarelli, and a story editor, Erika Barbiani, and then we were, you know, writing. And the process was not, you know, we write a screenplay and then we go to shoot all the film, because it would have been impossible in that way. But always, like, we wrote a chapter, let's say, you know, 9 years or 11 years, 12 years, and then we were going there, filming, coming back, editing a bit. And then, so it's kind of not the normal process, you know, of a fiction film, let's say. But I like your definition, hybrid.
I think it definitely, and you can sense that something, that there's a real blend of real life and fiction here, which I think is awesome.
As
and
long as the blend works, the blend
it
is
definitely
good.
Works.
Sometimes
yeah.
the blend doesn't work.
In fact, you know, I should also say, while you're watching it, that's not really what you're thinking of, because you're completely lost in the film. But I did want to say also, perhaps because for the listeners who are not familiar with the film yet, but also the location, Torre Annunziata, is there anything particularly fascinating, again, for those who are not familiar with the place or haven't seen the film yet, that drew you and attracted you as filmmakers?
Well, Torre Annunziata, this was the same place where we shot our previous film, Butterfly, right? And this is where we met the girl in that scene. It's we don't have any like specific overarching interest in Torre Annunziata. You know, we went there for a story and then we found another story there. But you know, as we started to get to know that terrain and that society and that culture, you know, it's close to Naples, but it's also not Naples. You know, it's its own reality south of Naples with its own history. We love working there. We're welcome there. We know tons of people there. It's a complicated place, but because we've been working there for a while, we can get things done in a pretty actually efficient way, you know, with a small crew and a lot of local contacts who find people who will collaborate with us. And, you know, we didn't shoot with set up sets and stuff like that. They're all, you know, they're all real people in their real environments, right? And it's largely because of the availability and the open spirit of the people of Torre Annunziata who gave us this. I mean, it's a real gift.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious to know, has Jamila seen the film? And she hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah,
but what was it like? I mean, what was it? Was she comfortable with the process of filmmaking? What was it like? Was she natural in front of the camera?
Yeah, no, she... At the beginning, it was, you know, we had to know each other. She had to understand what we were doing. You know, she liked the fact that, you know, she had, like, attention, you know, from someone else. And she liked to spend time with us. And, of course, you know, during the time, we know each other better and better. And I have to say, she's not the girl that want to become an actress, you know, which for us it's good, these things. It's a good sign. She's into boxing, you know, she's an Italian champion in boxing in her category. So for her it was like kind of, okay, you know, these guys are coming and let's have fun, you know. Of course, we also had moment, you know, she was like 12, 13, difficult age, so sometimes... She was, no, today I don't want to do that, of course. But in general, I think she had fun, and we are very curious to see her reaction today when she will watch the film.
Oh, she's watching it today.
Today, yeah.
Wow, okay,
I mean,
that's going to be interesting.
At first, when we started working with her, we even didn't know ourselves. I mean, these, like, two older guys, like, hanging out with this, like, 11 when we started with her, you know, like, this pre-adolescent girl, and would she, like, be comfortable, like it, and this and that. But actually... You know, when we met her and actually decided to work more and more with her and like write this film, it was actually a period of her life where she was having a little bit of trouble. She felt excluded from her peers. She felt like she didn't really have reference points and all that. And so when we come down and start working with her, she was also showered with attention. You know what I mean? And I feel like even though she wasn't always easy to work with and she's kind of a rowdy kid and stuff like that, it was a moment that she wasn't feeling excluded because she was showered with attention. And Ali and myself, you know, we started to work with, you know, our assistant director and people down there. They're all young ladies, right? Because we wanted, you know, the female component, you know, in the crew and all that. And she got to know all these people. So she ended up having a lot of fun, like, during the shoots and with our group that we created.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to wrap it up because I'm seeing some some faces going on there. But thank you very much. It's been amazing. I'm going to squeeze in another question before we end. Since this is your kind of first... film with a written screenplay, as you mentioned, do you see yourselves pursuing this kind of filmmaking in the future again, or are you going to go back to straightforward documentary filmmaking?
But we are asking ourselves, you know, this question. Yeah. But I think we don't really, you know, start from the form. Even we like a lot this form, but it will depends on, you know, the subject, or usually it's the person we like, or the story we like, and then we will understand if it's better, you know, of a documentary or writing or whatever. So it's all open, you know. For
I mean, we both think that, you know, every project requires its own, you know, its own way of shooting it and filming it in its own form. But I have to say, after years of working, like, in the field, in the trenches, documentary, you know, real life, there is a certain freedom that comes with being able to think about things for a longer period of time and write and not just follow reality. And I really loved it. And I know Ali did too.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was going to say it sounds like a very liberating approach. Definitely. So, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us.
Cool, thanks for having
us. Thank you.
I remind our listeners the film is called California and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.